the Finance Committee of Tuesday, July 15th, 2025, and ask staff to please call the roll.
Council President Vidiver.
Here.
Alder Verveer. Alder Govindarajan.
Here.
Alder Madison.
Here.
Alder Figueroa Cole.
Here.
Alder Evers.
Here.
Alder Verveer. Alder Verveer.
Here.
Mary of Quorum.
Thank you. We have no one wishing to speak in general public comment. So are there any disclosures or recusals on today's agenda? Seeing none, then we'll move on to the consent agenda. Are there any items that alders would like to have excluded from the consent agenda at this time? Alder Verveer.
Thank you, Mayor. Agenda item number two, please.
Item two. Anything else, Alder?
Yeah, and agenda item three.
And three.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Any other items that alders would like to have excluded from the consent agenda at this time? Seeing none, then can I have a motion, please, on items 4 through 14?
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt items 4 through 14 with the recommendations therein. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote on the consent agenda? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote on items 4 through 14 and release any staff who are here for those items. And then go on to item two, which is Legistar 88733, recreating a vacant position of a one FTE program assistant in Comp Group 20 as a one FTE administrative services supervisor position in Comp Group 18. On item two, can I get a motion, please?
Move to adopt.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt item two. I assume that this is HR staff that can answer questions about this. So Alder Verveer, did you have questions?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Just a quick question for Dave, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's simply because Bill's memo doesn't really give the explanation. But as you probably are aware, Dave, I knew Kay Bentley well and was surprised through the sake of efficiency that we never filled her position when she retired so many years ago. And I was just curious what changed. Am I remembering correctly that most of her supervisory duties were transferred to Eric VM?
Thanks, Alder Verveer, for those questions. That was put into the risk manager position. And the document services and administrative support was also put within risk management at that time. What we found recently is we have consolidated our front desk down to the first floor and have found some efficiencies with that. And the program assistant position we felt would be better utilized with the additional workload associated both with on the insurance side that demand more of the risk manager's time, as well as what we need in terms of kind of administrative oversight work, administrative support work within the department, things like personnel, tracking of training, and as well as providing some of the kind of front desk support that we occasionally need on the fourth floor. So we're really kind of realigning what the program assistant had been doing more into that area. And that person will report to the risk manager.
I see. Thanks very much for the explanation, Dave. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Elder. Any other questions for staff on item two? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of item two. And move on to item three, which is Legistar 88800, adopting and confirming the labor agreement between the City of Madison and IOTC. Motion, please. A motion, please.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt item three. Alder Revere, questions? Alder, you're muted. There you go.
Thank you. No question. It was actually just a comment for HR staff. And that is, and I might have caught this in previous years, because I know since Act 10 we need to adopt this annually. It's a one-year contract with IOTC. But on Article 2 under jurisdiction of the current agreement that's before us, it simply is very dated information. If you look at it when it's available in Legistar, it implies that Overture Center is still a city agency and that Local 60 is a collective bargaining unit for city employees. And so obviously this language was written many years ago, pre-Act 10. And so just perhaps for the sake of next year's collective bargaining agreement, updating the language in Article 2, Section A. That's all.
Thank you, Alder. Good catch.
Thank you.
I see folks from Labor Relations on, and hopefully they will take a note and address that in the next round. Any other comments or questions on item three? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of item three? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote. And that is the balance of our agenda. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. I see Alder Vitiver moves to adjourn.
Second.
And it is seconded. Any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of adjournment? Seeing no objection, we stand adjourned, and I will see you in a couple of hours.